Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, The Secret Things Remain Secret. The Secret Things Remain Secret. Calvinism emphasizes God's sovereignty. Arminianism emphasizes human responsibility. Calvinism emphasizes divine election. Arminianism emphasizes human volition. Calvinism emphasizes predestination. Arminianism emphasizes personal faith. Calvinism emphasizes faith as a divine gift. Arminianism emphasizes faith as a human response. Who is right? The fact is, God is sovereign, but under the umbrella of His sovereignty, all these realities play a part. How exactly it all fits together is a mystery, past finding out. Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Job 42:3, you asked, who is this who hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Psalm 139:6, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Proverbs 25:2, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings is to search out a matter. Ecclesiastes 3:11, he has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. Isaiah 55:8-9, my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Daniel 2:22, he reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. Romans 11:33, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. Lorraine Bettner wrote, predestination and free agency are the twin pillars of a great temple, and they meet above the clouds where the human gaze cannot penetrate. Lorraine Bettner in the Reformed Doctrine of Predestination. Charles Spurgeon said, fancying that all truth can be comprehended in a half a dozen formulae, they reject as worthless every doctrinal statement which cannot be so comprehended. Those who will only believe what they can reconcile will necessarily disbelieve much of divine revelation. Charles Spurgeon. H.A. Ironside, do not exercise yourself in matters too high for you. Just be simple enough to take God at his word. Richard Baxter, but what if you cannot see how two plain truths of the gospel should agree? Will you therefore deny one of them when both are plain? Is not that in high pride to prefer your own understandings before the wisdom of the Spirit of God who indicated the Scriptures? Should not a humble man rather say, doubtless both are true, though I cannot reconcile them? End of quote. If you have a God you can figure out, then you don't have the God of the Bible, because he is a God whose ways are past finding out. And the secret things continue to be secret. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.